Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Podcast Manager Show. In this episode, we are talking about how to know when to raise your prices. And I know this is the million-dollar question, right? Is how to know if you should be raising your prices. I'm excited to dive into this with you guys. And to get started, I wanted to ask you a simple question, and that is, what is your goal with raising your prices? Do you want to raise your prices? Because if you do want to raise your prices, maybe it's because you know that you started out a little bit lower than you want to be, or that you know you can raise your prices to, then you're like, hey, I'm ready to raise my prices for that reason. Maybe you have a specific monthly income goal, which I recommend that you have. And in order to reach that monthly income, you've got to raise your prices over time. Great. You should be listening to this episode. But maybe you are kind of caught in that, like, are my prices high enough? Am I competing with other people? And to that, I would say, take a deep breath. Know that I think you should be raising your prices all the time, but don't get caught up in that too much, right? I want you to feel really, really good about your pricing. So if you feel really great about your pricing, then chill, you know, stay with it for a little while. But if you aren't there yet, then this episode's going to be really helpful for you to know when to raise your prices. I wanted to start off by sharing with you guys an episode that I recently edited and produced for Michaela Quinn. Her podcast is the Live Free Podcast, and she interviewed a woman named Vidya Ravi. And Vidya is a Facebook ads strategist who lives in India, and she was sharing her story on Michaela's show. And one of the things that she shared was that when she had lower prices, she would get people, you know, on a discovery call that would tell her, why are your prices this high? Why are your services priced at this rate when you live in India? And how she was receiving these racist remarks, you know, let's call it what it is, because of where she lived, because of what she looked like, because of fill in the blank. And number one, I think that this is something that we should definitely be talking about, is how there's this belief, this wrong belief, that if you live outside of the United States, then your pricing should be different than if you live inside of the United States. And I think that the best way to combat that myth is to not succumb to it, to put your prices where you want them to be. Whether you're inside the United States or you're outside the United States, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. So if you're getting those types of comments, number one, I'm sorry, that shouldn't be happening. It should not be happening at all. But know that you can 100% set your prices where you want them to be. And one thing that Vidya said on this episode was that you can't argue with results. And so as you get more results for your clients, as you get more experience under your belt, and you raise your prices, no one can argue with results. I thought that was really powerful. But one of the other reasons I wanted to bring Vidya Ravi's story up on this episode was to talk about the psychology of pricing. So I love psychology. I have a degree in neurobiology, so I do love the brain, although I don't do anything with it now, right? I'm in podcasting. But I love psychology. And one of the things that I love about the psychology of pricing is that the lower your prices are, the more likely you are to get these comments about your pricing. And it's because when you price your services low, people expect low quality. And so they bicker and argue about your pricing, and no one deserves that. None of us deserve that. So if you feel like you're getting a lot of pushback at your prices, but you know that your services are 100% worth it, then you definitely need to raise your prices for your own sake of being able to talk to people that are not going to bicker with you about your prices. So Vidya was talking about when she first started out, her pricing was $5 an hour and then $10 an hour. And people were complaining about those prices. But then as she up-leveled and up-leveled and learned more and did all of these things to increase her prices, and now she's at $1,000 an hour, no one ever talks about her prices. Because they're like, oh, well, clearly if she's commanding such a high rate, then she is worth that. And so there's just this psychological switch that happens as we increase our prices, that people actually trust us more when our prices are higher. It's really crazy. And I think it's really fascinating. And this is actually something that I talk about in my free masterclass. So if you haven't watched that yet, if you haven't attended that free training, then definitely do so, because we go into how to price your services in this way. And you can get your seat at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass. But that's just one piece of the pie, right? We can't just say, increase your prices, increase your prices. You know, you probably hear that. If you follow freelance coaches or, you know, different types of coaches, you probably see everyone's always saying raise your prices. And because it's true, because every single day we talk to people that have low prices. So it's like, you got to tell people, increase your prices, increase your prices. You know, your services are worth this. But the other piece of it is also up leveling your skills as you increase your price. I think this is kind of how it goes. You know, when you start, and you have the skills to be a podcast manager, you start with prices that are a little bit lower because you don't have as much experience. You might have the skills, but you don't have quite as much experience as somebody else. So you start at a little bit of a lower rate. And then as you land clients, you increase your prices, okay? So because that's happening, don't get married to your prices. You don't have to overthink, these are my exact prices, because you land a client at that first price that you have. And then you work with them for a couple months as you're landing your other clients, and you increase your price as you go. So know that your prices are really always in flux because you're raising them, especially in the beginning. But then there will get to a point where you reach a certain number, and maybe that's $750 a month or $1,000 a month. I usually see it around the $1,000 a month mark, where people feel as if their skills and their pricing is in line. You know, they've kind of hit that point where they're like, yes, this is where I'm at, but I still want to raise my prices because I really want to replace my full-time income. And so I need to continue to make a little bit more money to reach that monthly income goal. What do I do now? And that's whenever you have to make sure that you're increasing your skills and your impact on that business that you're serving in order to raise your prices. We generally downplay, though, how much knowledge we've gained along the way. And we think, well, everyone has this knowledge, or it's really not that useful, or it's just, I just understand the way a podcast works. Like, what's the number? What's the value on that? And what we forget is that we're talking to people generally that don't know much about podcasting at all. And even if they do, they want someone to help them with it, right? And so everything that we've learned through working with clients, we can implement in other podcasts, with other clients. And so one of the mindsets that I want you to have is when you go and work on a show is that you want to learn as much as humanly possible when you see the behind the scenes of a podcast, because anything that you can learn, any processes that you can pick up, any tricks that you can pick up along the way, you can then implement. And I just think of it as like collecting tools for your toolbox. So if you can have this mindset of a forever learner and you're just picking up different tools along the way, then every single day that you're working with a client, you're up-leveling yourself, right? Maybe you're not learning something new every single day, obviously, but you're learning and you're getting better and better, and you're really crafting your own business. Because all of our businesses, even if we have similar services, all of our businesses look different. And it's because of our experiences, and it's because of who we are and how we serve differently and all of that that make us unique. But you have to keep that mindset of, hey, everywhere I go, I'm learning. And when I'm in the Facebook groups and all of these different places that I might spend some of my time, I'm picking up on tricks that I can implement for my clients. That's one of the reasons that I'm here and I'm creating this community of podcast managers, is so that we can all lift each other up, so we can make this industry bigger and better, and we can help each other build businesses. Because, you know, there's that saying that the rising tide lifts all boats. So the better that we can make the podcasting industry, the more everyone is lifted up. Podcasters, podcast managers, everyone that's involved. But as you're in community with other podcast managers and you see other people's prices, I think it's important to know, like, if none of us talked about our pricing, then how would we know where everybody was at? You know, I think when we talk about our prices, people see the potential and they see how much they maybe should be charging instead of us all being kind of behind closed doors and not, you know, like in a 9-to-5 in a normal corporate job, you don't usually know how much your coworkers make, you know, and it would be awkward probably to know how much your coworkers make. But in this freelancing space, we know a lot about how much people make because we see people's prices, which really opens the door to learning and to, like I said, kind of rising that tide for everyone. But as you see people's different prices, don't get caught up in that competition mindset of like, oh, well, how are they, you know, charging this when I can't even charge this or whatever. Instead, focus on your services and how you can continue to up-level your services, get better at your discovery call, you know, make sure that you're exhibiting the value that you bring to the table so that you can continue to raise your prices. So how to know when to raise your prices? Here are the things that I want you to know. Number one, if you're listening to this episode and you want to raise your prices, then it's likely that you should. You know, there's very few of us that shouldn't be raising our prices. And if your prices are way too high, then you will know because you won't be getting any yeses. And so if you feel like you're running into that circumstance where you're like, you know what, I'm either not exhibiting my expertise or my prices are too high and you're inside of the podcast manager program, then definitely, you know, get on a coaching call or let me know and we can chat through if your prices are too high. But really, it's such a rarity that people's prices are too high. It's such a rarity. And so if you're listening to this, then, and you need permission to raise your prices, then you have it. You have it from me because you're right. You probably do need to raise your prices. So let's just say that off the top is that you probably do need to raise your prices. Another way to know if you should raise your prices is if you are getting a lot of yeses. You know, once we've landed our first couple of clients, things usually start to pick up. You know, you hit a stride and you're like, wow, I am getting all these yeses because you've gotten comfortable with your discovery call. You have some really great testimonials and people are just saying yes left and right. If that's happening to you, then stop, take a pause. And if you're not already raising your prices, definitely raise your prices. Because if you're getting yeses on every discovery call, then you know that your prices are too low. Man, I really wish someone would have told me this back when I first kind of started my podcast management business, because I was getting yeses by everyone. And I was just like, woohoo, I finally made it. I'm getting yeses left and right, which felt great. But I also then ended up with 7 clients and a lot of work. And I wish I would have taken a step back and taken a breather and raised my prices on every single one of them. Instead, my mindset was, these are my prices. And these are going to be my prices for a couple years or a year or so. When really, a year in the freelance business is basically a century. Let's be honest. So if you are considering yourself a beginner, that's when you have like less than 3 months of experience. You are probably an expert after doing this for a year and a half. Like, I'm not kidding. You know, things move at lightning speed in the freelance space. And so you need to be raising your prices at lightning speed as well. The last thing that I want you to think about when you're raising your prices is getting really clear on what you're delivering to the client. So maybe you're ready to go from the, you know, $500 to $1,000 monthly package range to above $1,000. And you're working in the $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 monthly package rate. You're working up to that. Then I want you to be really, really clear about what it is that you're delivering to your client. So at that point, I believe that your ideal client needs to be super clear. You know, you're working with a specific type of person that you've gotten really good at working with, that you really enjoy working with, and you're super clear on the transformation that you're giving them. And when I say a transformation, it's the result that you're giving them. You've identified what their pain points are and what you specifically can do to fix those. So whenever you've identified that and you're really clear about that, then that's another time that you know, okay, I'm ready to increase my prices because I have a really specific branding, really is what that is messaging and branding. And you're really clear on that and you're ready to take your podcast management business really to the next level. All right. So after hearing this, if you are still unsure, like, okay, is this the right price? Is that the right price? Then go over to my Facebook group. It's the Podcast Manager Mastermind over on Facebook and ask. Ask the people in the group, hey, do you think that I'm ready to raise my prices? Give us some information so that we can give you some feedback. And if you're in the Podcast Manager program, then post in that private Facebook group or come to a coaching call so we can really dive into the details of how to raise your prices. I think you're ready. You're probably ready, but head over to the Facebook group if you need a little bit more information or you want to share a little bit more details on your specific situation. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.